A lot of people went to the Super Bowl yesterday, not in Jacksonville, but 2,500 miles away in Las Vegas. Thousands crowded into the so-called sports book sections of the casinos. NPR's John McChesney was in Las Vegas as the game unfolded for bettors.
They say the Super Bowl crowd almost equals the one for New Year's Eve here, as tens of thousands are drawn in by the game or just by the party atmosphere that goes with it. The tens of millions bet in Las Vegas, by the way, are only a small fraction of the billions bet illegally on the Super Bowl. A surprising fact about Super Bowl betting here is that, by itself, it's not a big moneymaker for the casinos. Jay Cornegay is the director of sports betting for the Las Vegas Hilton.
It's something that the casino must have to compete against other casinos. It's not really a big moneymaker.
But that doesn't diminish the importance of the Super Bowl for this town.
It's a huge deal. A lot of people think it's just about the sports books, but you know, from the travel agents to the airlines to the taxi drivers, the restaurants, everybody's involved.
Hotel room rates skyrocket, and the rest of the casino's gambling operations thrive. The tables and the slots where the real money is made. Most of the people who come for the weekend don't just bet on the game, and Cornegay's Hilton goes all out to pull him in with the largest sports betting venue in the city. A vast amphitheater with seats for hundreds is fronted by a huge arc of more than 60 giant television screens. During normal times, those screens would show horse racing, basketball, football, you name it. But last night, every screen showed the action in Jacksonville. A lot of people say they come here for the camaraderie. Joe Leone was here with his friends from Ventura, California, to watch and to bet.
We come every year. It's our, like our 10th year. We got about 30 guys that come up. Our wives know that this is our weekend.
Or Steve Boren from Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Every year, me and my buddies, I'll come to the Hilton.
Boren and his 12 friends have a fistful of receipts from bets they've made. And you can bet on almost anything that could possibly happen in this game. The bets are called propositions, or props for short. Jay Cornegay explains.
Well, propositions are what we like to call games within the game. For instance, you know, the first pass, will it be complete or incomplete? You know, how many punts will be in the game?
Danny Biddle from Louisville, Kentucky is in line to bet on his favorite prop.
I think the best prop on the board is Tom Brady's first pass to be either complete or incomplete.
Biddle bet correctly that it would be complete. And when a big play was made here, this crowd could make it sound like the stands in Jacksonville. Francesca Meadows, outfitted in a green Eagles jersey, came with her husband from Los Angeles. She was ecstatic when she won $50 on a prop that the Eagles would receive the first kick. Then she won again when the Eagles got the first touchdown.
Wait, here we go. Here we go. First score of the game. Philly, the Eagles, touchdown. Touchdown.
But when New England won the game 24-21, Francesca's ebullience had vanished.
A little sad. I wanted to win so bad. I really did. But I had a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Meanwhile, out in the big Hilton Casino, the principal business of Las Vegas was going full tilt after the game. Coins were clinking, and the Wheel of Fortune was spinning. John McChesney, NPR News, Las Vegas.